Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To learn wisdom and discipline, to understand sayings that give insight, to acquire discipline to act sensibly, to acquire righteousness, justice, and fairness, to give good judgment to the inexperienced, to give a young man knowledge and foresight. A wise person should listen, and he will increase learning. A person with understanding should obtain guidance, so he will understand proverbs, puzzling statements, and the thought-provoking words of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but stubborn fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's discipline, and do not forsake your mother's teaching, because they are a garland of grace for your head. They are jewelry for your neck. My son, if sinners lure you, do not go along with them. If they say, "Come with us, let's lie in wait to shed blood. Let's hide and ambush an innocent person for no reason. We will swallow them alive like the grave. We will swallow them whole like those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of wealth and treasure. We will fill our houses with loot. Cast your lot with us. We will all share one bag of money." My son, do not walk along the road with them. Do not set foot on their path, because their feet run to do evil, and they hurry to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in the sight of any bird! Yet they set up an ambush for their own blood. They hide in ambush to take their own lives. This is where the path leads for everyone who is greedy for stolen property. It takes away the life of those who possess it. Wisdom calls out loudly in the street. In the public squares, she raises her voice. At the noisy street corner, she calls out. At the entrances to the city gates, she speaks her words. How long will you gullible people love being gullible? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing? How long will fools hate knowledge? If you respond to my warning, I will pour out my spirit for you. I will make my words known to you. Because I call, but you refuse to listen. Because I stretched out my hand, but no one paid attention. Because you ignored all my advice, and you did not accept my warning. Therefore, I will laugh at your calamity. I will jeer when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a violent storm, when calamity strikes you like a windstorm, when trouble and distress come upon you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look to me, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge, and they did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my advice, and they despised all my warnings. So they will eat the fruit of their own way, and they will be stuffed with their own schemes. Therefore, the wandering ways of the gullible kill them, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety. He will be secure without fear of evil.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.